still here in the land of the living. That's enough to tell the Lord, thank you,
thank you
for being so good to me. See the Bible says it's all better for you. I'm saved, that see that the Lord is good. Again, a mighty good. I said a mighty, 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 mighty good.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless all my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Call a friend. Call a neighbor, friends. Tell them to turn their radios on. Once again, friends, this is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Asking you, friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God.
I need thee.
Get your pencils and paper ready, friends. Write down the mailing address. Write down the telephone number, friends. I'll be right here throughout the day praying with you, you, and especially you.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, you that have trouble in that home. You that have situations on that job.
Just bless.
You, my friends, that are in financial need. Yes, you, friends, that have physical ailments, whether you have arthritis or gout, or whether you're trying to grow hair, whether you have a nature problem, whether you right now have a kidney problem. Some say, Rev, it's just plain old diabetes. What can we do? Back in the days of old, there used to be someone that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back. Come back, boil it, steep it, and strain it so they can drink it that evening, then get back into the fields the next morning. Telephone number 404-212-2444. That's 404-212-2444. This is yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, here in Atlanta, Georgia. Mailing address, post office box 16903.
Bless me now.
Atlanta, Georgia.
Right now.
Zip it 30321. When you're right, my friends, make that prayer request all the way down to what you're in need of and what you're praying over. Whatever donation you send it from your heart, friends. If it's not from your heart, we can't use it, and it's not going to do you any good.
Oh, I need thee. I need you every hour.
People just falling out in the top.
How bad?
Real bad. It was so bad you just like the inside of your hand. Right up in the top. But I had hair everywhere else. I just didn't have none in it, like the top of the mold of my head.
Uh-huh. And now, after I put that together and sent it to you, how did it...
Shampoo and stuff?
Yeah.
Yep, it's doing great.
And how's your hair coming along now?
Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Long hair, huh?
It's still a little thin.
Uh-huh.
But it's coming, you know. I mean, it'll come good.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I was getting that for a testimonial. I hope you don't mind.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
God. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been trying to turn situations around, there's a way out of no way for God's children that are in need. Telephone number once again, friends. Now, my friends, I want to tell you, this time of year, friends, we're sending out those prayer prosperity packages for you to dress clean and clear around your home. Yes, friends, call me right now. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Show you, my friends, how to dress around your own home with no one else there but you in your own prayers from one corner to the other. Oh, my God. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. And I'm going to do my best on being in this prayer room all throughout the day. Oh, my God. Yes, friends, I know that God's real, and I know that book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real. If you have situations around you that are unbearable, if you have trouble in your home to where you have others that are happy that your home is in an unrest period, if you right now have enemies putting things down around your home, and you're saying to yourself, you're wondering why. My friends, let's not wonder why. I'm here to show you how to turn it around. Those that are dealing with evildoers, some right now are dealing with talebearers. Some right now are dealing with witchcraft, hoodoo, and voodoo, and don't want to deal with it. Some right now, at the sound of my voice, my friends, have so much going on around them that they are wondering where it came from and wondering how to get rid of it. Write down the telephone number, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. Don't try to memorize it. Write it down. Oh, my God. No matter what you're facing on this day, my friend, don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do right now. Again, that's 404-212-2444. But right now, I'm going to ask that you join us, my friends, for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies, my friends, for as far as my voice can be heard. You might be praying with someone in another town or somewhere else having the same trouble that you're having right now. Oh, my God. Join us, my friends. Just 1 minute of silent prayer. In the name of Jesus, with the blood of Christ in your heart. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Yes, my friends, the book of Genesis, the revelation is there for us to learn and to grow with. Sometimes we're wondering how these unnatural or natural situations come to us that we were never expecting. Sometimes we deal with things of enemies that have planned and sat down. Oh my God, most of them that do things like that don't have nothing else to do but to try to mess with you. Friends, write down that telephone number once again. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages with that masterstroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a gold cross for you to keep with you. Oh, my God, show you how to keep yourself prayed up. Oh, my friends. Again, friends, write down that telephone number. That's 404-212-2444.
Well, couldn't nobody help me? They would say that they was going to do it, and then did nothing work. But until I, you know, got in touch with you and started talking to you, and things was, you know.
And he ran off to be with the other lady for a little while too.
Yeah, sure did.
Scared you to death.
I didn't know what to do. I was so wound up. I wanted to commit suicide.
Is he? And he's at home now.
Yes, he's at home.
How's he acting? How are things turning out?
Well, he seemed like to me he is happy. You know what he said today?
No.
I had to look at him. He said, you don't believe me. He said, I feel so relieved. He said, and I feel so in love.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
Huh?
You couldn't believe none of that, huh?
I looked at him. He said, you don't believe me. I didn't say no.
Mm-hmm.
But she was taking him for a merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm.
He was finna go back to Mako and borrow money. And
couldn't figure out nothing to do.
But I guess things just happened and it turned them around.
So your whole house, and it all happened in a peaceful way. There wasn't no fighting, no bickering. Everything was peaceful, wasn't it?
Sure was.
And you knew there was going to be a big fight over there, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Especially the way it turned around.
Yeah, he left after, you know, she went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Before he got out, she called him on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he told her, nope, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
He was going home.
Now, tell me, if anyone else had a problem with their loved one, would you tell them to call me, or what would you?
I highly recommend them to you, Dr. Gregory.
God bless you, dear. God bless you. You're going to keep this testimony for a long time now.
Well, it's sure.
Oh, my God. Our time is drawing down, my friend. Oh, we ask you to pray over everything you do. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. After it's all gone, after it's out of your reach, out of your sight, it's something else to go back and get it. Oh, my God. Those of you right now that are writing this telephone number down, put it in a very special place. No matter what you're facing, whether it's a natural or unnatural, whether you have a sickness in your body, whether there's demons and others around you that don't pray for nothing good, I want you to write down a telephone number. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Oh, my God. Remember, friends, those of you right now that are getting ready for the new year, we know Christ Day is on the way. I want you to call now. Put it together so we can get it out to you. Show you how to clean and dress and bless around your own home. Oh, my God. Again, my friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Oh, my God, I see our time is drawing down. We ask that you pray over everything that you do.